A very good morning to you. On behalf of Teach 613, we welcome you to Take 10 for Talmud. We are recording from Silver Spring, Maryland, and are so glad that you can join us. Nazir Daf Tesvav, Nazir 15a, pagination is 29, but we're going to start on the previous Daf, Amud Beis, of Yud Gimel Amud Beis, where a Mishnah will lead in nicely to the topic of our Mishnah. The situation that we're describing is a case of a person who vowed two times Nazirus, and these Nazirius are going to be happening at the same time. We're keeping track of them, first one, then the other, and sometimes we actually interrupt one in order to do the other. So the Mishnah on Yud Gimel Amud Beis, pagination 26, told us, Hareini Nazir kisheyia libein v'nazir. If a person said, I want a Nazirus when I will have a child, plus an additional Nazirus, and Nazirus generally is 30 days. So right now there is no child yet. So we tell him to proceed with his Nazirus. His chamona es shalo, he starts with the one that was not linked to any conditions. Va'acha kach nolad lo bein, and then a child is born. Maniach es shalo mona es shal beno, he has to proceed and continue with the one that represents the birth of the child. Va'acha kach, and afterwards, mashlem es shalo, he's going to do his own nazirus in completion, meaning the full 30 days. And the concept over here is that you can't have a Nazirus of less than 30 days. We've been building in information as we go along, but what's going to happen over here is, let's say he observed 10 days of the Nazirus that was unconditional. Then the child was born. He's going to observe the child's Nazirus, whatever number of days that is, let's say 30. And then he wants to know, how many days do I have to continue in order to satisfy the responsibility of the Nazirus, which I started to begin with, the unconditional Nazirus, the one that he stated second when he made the vow. And the answer is, how many days? Well, let's figure this out. At the conclusion of the Nazirus that he did for the child's birth, he does tiglachas, the shaving process, and he brings the karbanos. Now he wants to count days of Nazirus until he's able to again shave and bring karbanos. You can't have a sequence of Nazirus less than 30 days. And therefore, he's going to have to be mashlem es shalo, do his own Nazirus in completion, full 30 days. So if in our example he observed 10 days, then he got interrupted for the middle days, now at the end he's going to have to do a full Nazirus. So the first 10 days don't count, simply because he is going to need a full unit of 30 in order to satisfy Nazirus and Tiglachas, the shaving. So in total, in our example, he's done 70 days, even though he only made two 30-day Nazirius vows. Let's move on to today's daf, Nazir Tesvav, 15a, where the Mishnah tells us as follows, Hareini Nazir, I will be a Nazir, l'chasheyiya libein, when I will have a child, v'nazir me'a yom, and a Nazir for 100 days. And this is going to change the situation. Number one, it changes, of course, that there are more days of Nazirus over here. Stam Nazirus Shloshim Yom, generally a Nazirus is 30 days. And over here, he pledged the second Nazir status for 100 days. Okay. The other thing that's going to change, though, and is going to be actually more lenient in this Mishnah, is the logic regarding redoing days. In this case, the Mishnah is going to paint a scenario where there are 30 days left, even after he discharges that middle set of Nazirus, and because there are 30 days or more, he's not going to have to redo any days. Let's see how it plays out. Noled lo bein, ad shivim lo hifsid klum. If the child was born until 70 days, meaning until there are still 30 days left to observe the Nazirus, he's not going to lose any days because he'll interrupt now. He'll observe his pledge for the birth of the child, and then he still has 30 days left of the 100 to complete his commitment. However, la'achar shivim, if the child would be born after 70 days have elapsed of his 100-day observance, then we would have a case of soser shivim, that some of the 70 days would actually be contradicted, would be removed. Now, it doesn't really necessarily mean in logic they're going to be removed, but he is going to have to observe replacement days because he needs to have 30 days before he can shave again. And at the conclusion of this Nazirus that he's observing for the child, he's only left with less than 30 days. And he's going to have to observe a minimum of 30 days, no matter what, before he can shave again and bring karbanos. And therefore, if the child is born after 70 days into the 100, he is going to have to redo days. He's going to lose some of those original 70 that he observed. She'ein teglachas pachos mishloshim yom, because you could never have a shaving of less than 30 days growth of the hair. So again, if he made a commitment of 30 and 30, then certainly he's going to interrupt the first set of 30 to observe his prior commitment when the child will be born. And after he observes his commitment for the child being born, he's going to have to do 30 days because you need to have a minimum of 30 days after the shaving. Likewise, in the case of our Mishnah, the second case, where the child was born when there were less than 30 days left to his very large commitment, a 100-day commitment, but there are less than 30 days left, he's going to still have to observe 30 days, and the result is he's going to lose days from his original observance because he needs to accumulate 30 days consecutively before shaving. However, when you have a large commitment, you could have a scenario where we very smoothly suspend the observance of the second vow, the unconditional vow, the one that he's accumulating towards, in this case, 100 days. We just suspend it, hang in there. We observe the 30 days for the child that was born, and then we can simply resume the Nazirus that he was observing originally, because there are 30 days left still. And as long as he observes in totality the 100, and the end still has a unit of 30, he's going to be okay, and no days of the Nazirus would have to be redone. Yashar Koach, thank you for joining.